All right. When Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on our Thursday night tailgate spotlight on the positive. Here are two more great stories about guys out there doing great things in their communities. We'll do that on the other side of this real quick break.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, Bob, we are turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
This is a great time of the year, Chris, because, of course, all the nominees for the Walter Payton Man of the Year came out within the last couple weeks, and we have a whole new list. Some guys, again, who have been nominated before. So we have our pick of who we'd like to do. This is a great segment, and, you know, you kind of just delve into some of the nominees, and the first guy I looked at tonight was Travis Frederick, the center of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, not only is he a great football player, Chris, this is a guy that's 28 years old and has made 5 Pro Bowls. But what he does to have been nominated for this, and I think this is his second nomination, still being a young guy for this award, he does an awful lot in Dallas and in the North Texas area for hunger. He's got his own foundation. It's called, and it goes with his job, the Blocking Out Hunger Foundation. And recently, He came up with his third, he calls it the Travis Pantries. They're what we've talked about kind of in the past, Chris, where he stores food at these elementary schools for these kids that can't afford breakfast, the ones that qualify for free and reduced lunches. He stocks a lot of them himself between what he donates personally and some of the other things he does. He has a top golf event every May, Chris. That raised over $100,000 for hunger programs last time. He also does just had his 4th annual Stakeout for Hunger in October. It's a big, big dinner, and you get great players and people. That raised over $250,000 for hunger down there. And he's been very involved, again, with his own foundation is one thing, but he's also supports the Dallas Cowboys Taste of the Cowboys, and that's an organization that's raised more than $3 million for the North Texas Food Bank over the years. So this is what he's been doing in his short time, pretty much, in the fact that he's done it over the course of about 5 or 6 years or so. But this is a guy, Chris, he's had health problems in the past. He still gets on the field. He has a syndrome, a very rare disorder, that could lead some people permanently paralyzed. But he's had to make a massive commitment to pretty much beating that. And with all that he has going on, how he finds time to work with these organizations and direct his hunger efforts at kids just amazes me. So, again, this is the second time he's been nominated for the Walter Payton Award, Chris. Very deserving, again, as are every guy nominated, but got to give a shout out to a great Dallas Cowboy who does it on and off the field, Travis Frederick.
Yeah, great story, Bob. And there's a guy that you don't hear enough about, but sounds like he's got his heart in the right place and doing some great stuff. So kudos to you for bringing that story up. Since this has been a night of, you know, some great friends coming back and being a part of the show, I'm going to put my spotlight tonight on our good friend and former Giants and Chiefs defensive back, Mark Collins. Mark is another great member of our guest Hall of Fame. He recently joined Chiefs tackle Greg Sennett in passing out winter coats to families in need in the Kansas City community. On Tuesday night, they handed out over 100 coats to families and kids in conjunction with the local community service league. And the event was sponsored by the Hunt Family Foundation, so the owners of the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're trying to do the best they can to help families with basic needs and help them get along in life. It's like Mark says in a video clip that you can go out and find on Chiefs.com. As a current or former player, in our society, that's what we're supposed to do. Help those that are in need. And Bob, you know, I don't have to tell you or you know, most of the folks out there, right? It's cold in Kansas City now, right? We should all be doing everything we can to help those in need, reach out our hand, help to give them a help up a little bit, whether it's, you know, with basic needs like, you know, keeping warm or having food and shelter. And you know, for all those folks that are out there that are homeless, we should be supporting our local homeless shelters and reaching out to those folks. For my local peeps here in Atlanta, please support the Atlanta Union Mission, atlantaunionmission.org, to get involved and help those folks out that that could use a little helping hand. But Bob, kudos to Greg Sennett and to Mark Collins and the Hunt Family Foundation for making the lives of people in the Kansas City community a little brighter, a little warmer, and a little happier this holiday season by passing out, like I say, over 100 coats there in that community. I thought that was great stuff that Mark was involved with.
Mark is another great friend, Chris. Such, I think of him and I think of how well-spoken and educated he is, but what he has done off the field, and he's always got an eye to that. Every time you follow him, he's doing something like that. And I hope to talk to him soon, and I'm sure we'll bring it up with him. But thank you for bringing it up, especially this time of the year, Chris. We take it for granted that coats, anybody can get a coat, just ask for one or go somewhere. Not that quite easy, because there's a lot of people out there, more than we think, who go to bed not only hungry but cold. So great story from you, and kudos to Mark.
Yes, indeed. All right, my friend, time to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Want to send out our thanks again tonight to Reggie Kelly, Tony Collins, Lee Steinberg, and Al Oliver for joining us. And as always, Bob, a thrill to be able to spend my Thursday nights doing this with you.
Well, same here, Chris. This is the time of the year we give thanks to the things we have, and your friendship is one of those things at the top of my list. And again, happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll do it again in 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We'll be taking next week off to spend some time with family and friends. Hope all of you get the opportunity to do the same. We'll be back with you on Thursday, January the 2nd, and that night scheduled to join us are former Steelers defensive back JT Thomas. Looking forward to having JT as part of the show again. Former head of HBO Sports Ross Greenberg will also be making a return visit with us, as will former Bills and Packers wide receiver and now head coach at Aurora University, Don Beebe, will be here. Plus, of course, Tony Collins with our five-star picks of the week. So another outstanding show on tap for you that night, folks. We hope you'll come back and be a part of it with us. On social media, you can follow us. I am at TT Mascaro on Twitter and Instagram. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Plus, over on Facebook, Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, so you can check us out there. Plus, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Please give us a like. That's very important to us. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see our guest schedule, so who we've got scheduled to come up with us. And then, as well, we'll link back to our page over on Podbean, so you'll be able to check out any of our archive episodes for free over there. Download the Podbean app. You'll be able to take us with you everywhere you go. And if you just happen to love podcasts, well, Podbean's got a lot of great ones across all genres. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, and a happy birthday to the aforementioned Don Beebe, who celebrated one this past week. And we'll talk to him in a couple weeks. And again, we want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself, we thank everyone tonight for listening, and we appreciate you the very most. Until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.